Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Next month, GEICO, the country's third largest auto insurance provider, will begin selling policies in Massachusetts. GEICO is the eighth new insurer to enter the Massachusetts market following last year's launch of Managed Competition, the Auto Insurance Deregulation Plan. While deregulation has been good news for some drivers, it is causing trouble for thousands of others who are at risk of losing their current insurance. WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty reports.
Meet Peter Gatsoulis. He's a self-employed computer consultant, lives in Roxbury. And one day earlier this month, Gatsoulis gets a call. It's from his auto insurance agent.
And they told me that I would have to go in and have to physically be there and reinstate the policies. And my policies aren't canceled, they're in good standing.
Which seems weird to Gatsoulis because he's never had to do that before. His insurance had always been automatically renewed.
They told me that I would have to be there because if I wasn't there by April 10th, my insurance policy would be dropped. It would be canceled.
Canceled, but for no apparent reason. Gatsoulis says he and his wife have clean driving records and they've been faithful customers to their insurance company.
I was like, well, hold it a second. I've been with you guys since 1994. That's a pretty long time. Why all of a sudden the change? I don't understand this.
It could be because he lives in Roxbury. That's according to the Urban Insurance Agents of Massachusetts, a trade association. The group and several Boston legislators say that over the next year, some 12,000 drivers every month, drivers like Gatsoulis who live mostly in urban or inner city areas, are at risk of non-renewal because of what many agents are calling the unintended consequences of managed competition.
This auto reform gave them an out and they took it.
This is Linda Webster. She's been an insurance agent in Dorchester for more than 30 years. For most of that time, she was able to offer her low-income and minority clients insurance through a state-mandated program called Exclusive Representative Producers, or ERPs.
They were created by the legislature back in the 70s when the insurance companies were not insuring the urban areas, the inner city areas. And the legislature stepped up and said, we need to make sure that the people in those areas are protected.
The state eliminated the ERP program this month. As of April 1st, insurance companies are no longer required to offer policies in neighborhoods they consider high risk.
Brockton area, Springfield, Worcester, Dorchester and Roxbury area.
Webster points to a large map of Massachusetts. It's dotted with dozens of blue and red pushpins, one for every neighborhood where drivers are receiving non-renewal notices.
Areas that they have a higher incidence of claims, and the insurance companies cannot make as much money on those policies as if the policyholder were living in Wellesley or Andover. Those people carry coverage, the $100,000, $300,000, on their policy, where the people of these inner areas may carry only the minimum liability coverage.
And Webster says many of her clients aren't native English speakers. They work two or three jobs and their finances are stretched to the brink. She's already sent out 90 non-renewal notices this month. Fewer than five clients have called her back.
And our concern is that we're going to have thousands of policyholders driving around in the Commonwealth for the next year that have no insurance coverage. We're just starting this crisis.
Massachusetts Insurance Commissioner Nonnie Burns declined to be interviewed and instead deferred to a statement released by Executive Office of Housing and Economic Development spokeswoman Kofi Jones. No one anywhere in Massachusetts will lose the right to auto insurance, the statement says. Drivers who are non-renewed can, quote, shop for insurance through a different agent or through their own research in the competitive marketplace or through the Massachusetts Auto Insurance Program. That program, also known as MAPE, is the new statewide auto insurance pool. It's how driver Peter Gatsoulis will now get his insurance, says his agent, Jason Kalianos. But Kalianos says there's a problem.
The down payment, basically. Most insurance companies on a down payment basis will charge 10%.
With MAPE, it's higher.
This down payment mandates 25%. It's a big difference.
Which means in certain cases, people aren't just losing their insurance. They're having to pay more up front to get it back. Still, Kalianos likes the MAPE program, and overall, he likes deregulation. But he wonders why, in moving to managed competition, the state didn't use the insurance pool as a safety net for drivers who are losing their coverage.
Why not roll it automatically into the new system? At least they'll have insurance. You know, it's managed competition. You have to manage it a little better, I think. I really do.
State Senator Jack Hart thinks so too. The South Boston Democrat says managed competition has allowed insurance companies to, quote, cherry-pick their policyholders. And he calls the resulting insurance lap a catastrophe for his constituents. Hart sought a six-month moratorium on non-renewals, but his staffers say the idea found little support in the Senate. Hart subsequently sponsored an amendment that calls for the insurance commissioner to file a report by July 1st that, quote, summarizes efforts she has made to facilitate inner-city insurance holders into the managed competition system. The legislature approved the amendment. Still, for driver Peter Gutsoulis, the legislation is just a start. While he's not calling it redlining or profiling of the old sort, Gutsoulis can't fathom why, after 15 years with the same insurance company, he's not being renewed.
So, I don't know. Is it basically because I do live in Roxbury, possibly? No idea.
And he says tens of thousands of Massachusetts drivers could be asking themselves the very same question. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.